It's 27 past six. James Carlton has been scouring the newspaper headlines. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Fran. I'll report on the markets first up. We have London flat overnight. No real change at 6,053. Across the Atlantic, the Dow down 8 points, less than a tenth of a percent, not much there. Although the S&P 500 down a little more, down 0.4% on yesterday's close. Now, today's papers, they're all about the military. The Australian, combat roles offered to women. Historic shift in frontline policy as defence deals with the sex scandal. Women will be allowed to serve in frontline combat roles after the Gillard government ordered the Defence Force to bring forward the removal of bans that have stopped women so far from applying for the most dangerous and demanding military jobs. We also have in The Australian, Defence denies Houston threatened to walk after standoff with Minister. Defence Force Chief Angus Houston did threaten to resign in a weekend meeting with Stephen Smith, according to The Australian. We have the Melbourne Herald Sun, Battle of the Sexes, Frontline Women, the Daily Telegraph in Sydney, under fire, six inquiries into the forces, sex alcohol abuse targeted, Women in Combat Review, and the Telegraph also revealing that at least four military officers who allegedly raped and bashed fellow students at the Defence Force Academy remain in uniform and in crucial jobs. These revelations relate to a sworn statement that was made in 2008 and has since been distributed to a number of senior defence leaders. We have the Melbourne Age. Minister takes on military. Way cleared for women's combat roles. The Defence Minister, Stephen Smith, has moved to take on the military over its treatment of women, announcing multiple inquiries in the wake of the cadet sex affair and a separate plan to allow females to take on frontline combat roles. Some other news now. The Brisbane Courier-Mail. The minister in charge of the Wivenhoe Dam during the Brisbane floods has defended his actions on the first day of evidence before the flood inquiry. More than 6 million documents submitted to the inquiry, but key documents have been excluded under parliamentary privilege. It's likely a parliamentary vote in Queensland will be needed before they can be released to the commission. The Melbourne Age tells us that one of the Bali Nine drug mules, Martin Stevens, has married in Kerobokan prison, a traditional Javanese ceremony. The pictures, front page in The Age. And we have the Hobart Mercury. There's final approval to build a bridge over Aboriginal relics in the path of the Brighton Bypass. The Tasmanian Aboriginal community, members of the community, have vowed to stop the bulldozers. And the Northern Territory News is saying that the Territory Licensing Commission has decided not to ban the sale of full-strength beers during lunchtime in Alice Springs pubs, Fran.
Thanks very much, James.